You are right, Father. This hall is one of respect. I only wish I could have brought you home safely from Vienna, as was my responsibility. T'Challa's hand brushed the casket, his voice catching as a wave of regret washed over him. From the entry, a guard cleared his throat. "My prince, the royal Talon fighter awaits," he said. Looking back at his father's casket once more, T'Challa closed his eyes and paused in silence. "Thank you for your guidance and that of our ancestors," he said after a moment. "I will strive to be worthy of being not just your son, but your successor as well." Bending to place a brief kiss on the casket, T'Challa turned and followed the guard, leaving his father to his eternal rest in the center of the Hall of Kings. Chapter 1. Chibok, Nigeria. The six trucks in the military convoy wove through the rough terrain of the jungle road like a serpent. In each car, an armed militant sat on the passenger side, weapon pointed outward, scouring the wilderness for any signs of trouble. Had they looked up and been able to see the camouflaged ship